Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Tell me a little bit about the design process of it, because it's very clean and subdued. Visually, you're not hit with all of this information on the bottle. You're looking at it and it's just this black, rich bottle, and then a gold, looks like it's stamped on, kind of like a gold medal is attached to it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
As I say, I come from a storytelling background, and I learned that the most complex thing to achieve is simplicity. Yeah. And so everything that I try to do, I try to find the simplicity in it. The design here is the first thing that I did. Like after that meeting in June, once I knew that in August I was meeting a winemaker, I got so excited and I started to design the bottle right away. I was like, oh, I got to look like this and it's going to tell this story. So the story aspect came very natural to me. It had to be a medallion. I create in the mornings, sometimes around 4 or 5 a.m. I just wake up with ideas, and that's just how this one happened. I knew I wanted to tell the story of the Dogon people, the normal, flying to Earth in a whale-like ship. I knew it had to do something with the oceans. Like, all of those things are so true to me. But I didn't know exactly how I was going to show it. And I also knew that I want to achieve simplicity and striking simplicity. And so I let it marinate, and it came to me, I think about a week later, the idea of having just a medallion, just a coin, because it's almost like a collector's item to have, and it's like a gift to give, to create a coin like that. And then from there, I started designing, so it got to what it is now.
That simplicity, you've nailed it very well, because you're not overwhelmed on the website. So when you're looking at it, and I've been over a few wine websites, and this is the first time that you get the explanation, and I love this. We're talking about the gold, and it's you give the breakdown of color, nose, palate, and finish. For instance, color, you say a rich, deep red with hints of purple, like a bold sunset after a long day. Excellent. That's it. You know, that sets the mood, and then you go down to nose, palate, and finish. You had to narrow that down, correct? When you first started.
Oh my God. The writing is definitely the hardest part. The visual is one thing, but you go, I think it was, who was it? I think it was Pascal, who, there was a philosopher that was doing a correspondence with, it was a French philosopher and a gentleman from England, and they kept writing letters to each other. And one of them one day wrote a letter, and at the beginning of that letter he apologized to his friend and said, I'm sorry I didn't have time to write, so this letter is going to be really long. So basically, it's like to condense your ideas and make them very direct and simple in writing is the hardest thing. That's why it's easier to write a, you know, long paragraph. So that took longer. That took much more time to narrow down, to really get the point across, but in very simple ways. That was a lot of back and forth. But again, you can't really beat your head on it. At least I can't. I go as far as I can, and then I trust that, you know, inside of my body is working, even if I'm not actively working on it. And then usually early morning, something comes up, and I just make sure that I'm aware enough to catch those ideas and write them down. I have notebooks everywhere on the side of the bed, et cetera, et cetera, to just keep notes down.
I have to do that too, because you think your memory is going to remember that because it's such a great idea, and then you're eating your sandwich and you're thinking, what was that idea I had? I have no clue.
Exactly. Yep, it's gone. Yeah.